was like, "Quack you, mate." And then he came up. Fucking kangaroo shot him right in his fucking face.
Fuck you. Shut the fuck. All right. Yeah. Cup of Jokes podcast, everybody. We're going to get started right now.
Episode 23.
5, 4. How was it doing? 3, 2. How is it doing?
How is it doing, 1. Everybody? It's episode 23 with Joe and.
The fuck are you doing?
Joe and.
Jake.
Yeah, there we go. I'm talking Australian.
Why?
Because that's cool.
This is what you think Australian is?
Let's hear your impersonation right now. Go.
I don't have a really Australian. Yeah, I don't exactly. have.
Yeah, you're born.
I think I can do a pretty good Australian accent.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can do a pretty good Australian accent.
What if the whole podcast?
The whole podcast.
All 22 minutes. We talk 22. Like, are we talking Australian accents?
I think we would lose the only followers we have, which is not many.
We have. No, we got China. We got.
We have China. We have Bangladesh. I don't know why you went to China. We definitely have.
Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. We got them all, bro.
Yeah, dude. They're killing it.
If terrorists came over here, they would know who we are.
Dude, can you imagine if they were just like, "We want a cup of jokes." Like, you know, like the next like video when they like kidnap someone, they're holding up a cup of jokes sign.
Fuck that us. Shit. Shout out to all of our fans in Iraq, Afghanistan, Istanbul. That's not a joke. We have a lot of followers that just listen to us over there. They're on the Instagram. We shout them out. Lower the oil prices. All that good stuff.
Travel over there and do a podcast there.
Oh, dude, that'd be amazing.
Right, dude. Traveling's crazy.
What if we built ourselves up like bigger than we are? Like we got security, go to the airport. Like who's that? Like that's a Cup of Jokes podcast.
Yeah, holy shit, Cup of Jokes. We got to look them up. Know what I mean? And they get on there and it's just us like jerking off. Like,
yeah. It's just us with 2,000 followers. Oh,
I can't
on Instagram.
Be them. Those guys weren't Australian.
Yeah. So. No, I think next show we're going to do it out of Wawa, outside of Wawa. We're going to sponsor us just like our real sponsor, Clutch.com.
Oh, yeah, Clutch Charger, everybody. Whoa, check out Clutch Charger.
Don't do that.
Okay.
That's our sponsors.
Yeah, the world's thinnest portable charger.
Mm-hmm.
Video. We'll post a link in the description. Mm-hmm. Check it out. You'll see some. We're gonna have a lot of funny content coming out for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some funny ass videos coming out. And go charge your phones.
Yeah.
With the world's thinnest charger, instead of lunking around one of those big ass dumb, fucking other chargers.
Right.
Buy ours.
Buy our charger. All right. Anyways, let's get into it, guys. We had a crazy weekend here. Not really. We didn't do jack shit. Jake went down south.
Yeah.
Joe just did some shows and mics. We actually just came from a show right now.
How was it? It was weird because Joe was speaking Australian for 5 minutes on stage. Like
I got
an idiot.
On stage and this is a hard room to do. The crowd's so far away from me. And I just got on stage and I spoke Australian for 5 minutes and they believed it.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, does everybody know that? You want to hear a story about a great white shark? My friend got attacked 68 stitches. Ah, great whites. And then some dude started laughing. I was like, you think that's funny? My friend got attacked by a great white. You're laughing back there, Dwayne, whatever his name is. That made me start making me laugh.
Who was laughing?
He just started cracking up, and I was like, I tried to hold myself on stage.
Yeah.
Like, ah.
Yeah, I was back there with him, and he goes, what's he doing? I was like, I don't know. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You can even ask him.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I saw comics in like other states. Sometimes you just to be weird and funny, they'll just talk. They'll do their set, normal set, in a whole different accent. Like a weird accent, and they don't even acknowledge it.
Yeah,
and then just you transition to your regular voice, and people are like, "What?"
Yeah,
it just weirds them out.
I used to do that when I first started, but it was not an accent.
No,
it was just hacky.
You did gay shit.
It wasn't gay.
Give me an impersonation right now.
I'd just be like, "Hey, everybody, how are you? I actually used to be a bouncer. Yeah, I used to fuck people up."
Okay, that was funny.
He's really dumb.
Oh man,
I used to kick people out of the bar with that voice.
Yeah,
you imagine.
Excuse me, can you get out of the bar?
No, it's like,
hey, you need to calm the fuck down, or I'm gonna fuck you up.
If I was drunk and
just like that.
If I was drunk and you did that to me, I'd be like, all right, whatever. You're all right. Yeah, you'd freak me out. I think, what is this dude's problem?
It's that when I used to work at Jimmy John's,
mm-hmm.
Freaky Fast Sandwiches, and I would work there late at night, and drunk kids would walk in, and it's my big ass like in the
behind
uniform.
The counter.
Yeah, and I'm just like, hey guys, what can I get for you? And they would start laughing. No, they would laugh in my face, and I would just go, what's so funny? And with like an innocent stare.
Oh, fuck.
And, like,
oh,
and then they would kind of like collect themselves and be like,
oh, my God.
Oh, nothing. I was like, it's all right. What do you guys want?
Yo,
take their order, make their sandwich, and when they leave, be like, all right, guys, have a good night. Oh, it's my favorite.
Yo, could you imagine being on mushrooms and that happening to you?
Oh, yeah.
You put yourself in their position. You're on mushrooms or acid, and then they see you. Hey, how's everybody doing? Yeah, yo, I would bug the fuck out. I'd be like, oh, no!
I used to do that phone, like, because they're... The way the delivery system works for Jimmy John's is there's three phones, mm-hmm. or at least the one I was at, and you call and hang up. So basically, someone would call, and I'd be like, hey, thank you for calling Jimmy John's. Can I put you on hold? Put them on hold, and then immediately I would go click, click. Hey, sorry about that. Wait.
Oh, shit.
No one, it was completely dead. He's like, hey, let me put you on hold. Yeah, sorry about the wait.
I'm going to start doing that with bonkers.
It's so much fun.
I got to start doing that.
Oh, man. I didn't give a fuck.
Yo, you are killing right now. You're killing right now.
That's funny. I talk about that on stage. Instead, I went up there and ate a big dick and shit on the land.
You're killing right now, bro. That's what you should talk. Just do that exact bit you did now on stage, and fuck, I don't see how that cannot be funny.
Dude, I didn't record it.
Fuck. Oh, we haven't recorded.
I know. You're yet. Stupid. I know.
Oh, shit.
It took you a second.
Go back and listen to that, and dude, that's fucking funny. Look what he just put.
Oh, man. Oh, who put that?
Dwayne.
That's the funniest thing. Yeah, fucking damn it. He actually liked it.
That's so funny. So, we were just at a show, and Dwayne Burton, a comedian, and he just tagged me on Facebook right now, and he goes, Joe Sensabella's Australian accent was the funniest thing I heard all night. All right, cool.
Should I come and be like, fuck you, I went up. Yeah, that was my set, bitch.
Yeah, he's really cool, man. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's real cool.
I like him. I don't see him out. I think he lives far. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we had these hecklers in the audience all night.
Bro, these you started bitches,
after you mimicked them, I was like, fuck, because that's whenever people are talking, they ignore me. I usually mimic them.
Yeah, yeah.
You went deep, and you're just like, yeah, I'm probably going to suck this guy's dick later. It's just like someone's mom talking. It's just innocent.
They would not shut up, and I would pause, and I would try and listen to their conversation, and she said something about, yeah, I saw him at the mall. And I was like, yeah, I saw him at the mall, and I just wanted to suck his dick again. And I was like,
I was dying, and then you managed to get them to talk, and they said they were from DeLand.
Yeah,
and then when I went up, like 5 minutes into my set, I was like, "Hey, group that's talking, what the fuck's going on over there?" And they just didn't respond. Nothing. And I was like, "You guys are from DeLand, right? You know they filmed the movie Waterboy in DeLand, and that's why Bobby Boucher was all like, because he's fucking stupid, and he was in DeLand."
That was good.
Yep, and then they didn't like that. They got quiet and looked at me. Some guy who was like 5'4", like 120 pounds soaking wet, was giving me like a death stare.
Yeah, he didn't.
Maybe
like
he thought I looked like his cousin. He wanted to fuck me. That would have been dope.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Because he's from DeLand. It was a shitty joke. DeLand, if you're a listener from DeLand, nothing against them. Nothing against that place, just these certain group of people that was from DeLand. They would shut up during a comedy show. It's nowhere I'd rather travel, though. I wouldn't want to travel there.
No one's like, hey, you want to go to Florida? Yeah, let's go to DeLand.
And I'm like, huh? Isn't traveling weird?
All Trump town. You know, actually, downtown DeLand is actually pretty cool.
Probably.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like traveling is just loading during the simulation?
Loading during the simulation?
Like, we're in a simulation, and when you drive somewhere, it's just a loading screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the more money you have, you could speed up the loading screen by getting a faster mode of transportation, yeah. When really that's your way of speeding up your connection. Like when you're flying, you just have a bunch of money and you have a faster internet connection in the simulation.
Who has that bit where it's like we're all in a simulation?
I don't know. Elon Musk?
Joe Rogan, I think. What?
Yeah, Elon Musk thinks it's more probable that we're in a simulation than we're not.
Mm.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm totally gay.
Yeah, it's all a simulation. Cocks aren't real.
Yeah. Yo, shout put out it to, in your mouth. Shout out to Aaron Duvall. He's been listening to our podcast.
Aaron Duvall's the man. Hell
Aaron
yeah.
Duvall.
Yeah, Duvall.
Like,
oh, yeah. Was that Jacksonville? Crespo.
Duvall.
Crespo has that from my city. Duvall.
Yeah,
he
like
yells it.
Shout out to Aaron Duvall, bro. He's like 72.
What?
Yeah, he's old as fuck.
That's 72.
Oh, he's old.
At least like 84.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's not that old.
I was being nice. No, he's old.
He's not.
He's got like a fucked up hip, so hopefully he gets it like fixed. No, he has like a bad hip.
Yeah.
And I see him, I'm like, oh man, hopefully he gets his thing fixed.
Okay.
His hip. Yeah, he has like a. I think he had a surgery.
I know.
Shout out to Aaron Duvall, man. Nice guy.
You're a fucking idiot. Oh man,
what's
you're
up,
like,
Aaron? Hope you listen.
Your
you
ignorance
like it.
Is blissful.
Wasn't like shit, God. Man. He's funny too, man. He's cool.
Yeah, his writing's on point.
It's good, man. I like it. Yeah. Anyways,
give him that.
Shout out to Aaron Duvall. Right.
Okay.
Anyways, dude. Yo, what? So, fucking, I told you something, and then I brought it to the stage, and it's not funny yet, but it happened. This happened 3 years ago. I went to meet a girl on a Bumble date.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about the cupcakes.
You tell me. I don't know. When you say cupcakes, I don't.
Yeah,
I stop listening. I just start fantasizing about
shit. I think I have pictures of her. I think I have. I got to go back in my.
I want to see the
and
pictures.
Find the,
I can't remember what you're talking about. I just cupcakes, food. So you probably called me fat or something. I don't know. You're a piece of shit.
No. I go to this girl's. This girl's in town, and she's like down to fuck, pretty much. And I go to her apartment or her hotel she's staying at, Lake Mary. And I get there and, you know, I can tell. I was like, all right, I'm going to get something tonight, you know. So she starts giving me head pretty much. You know, we're warm up. Like, it take about an hour to like get to know each other. We're laying on the bed. And then she starts giving me head. And she put these cupcakes by the bed or something. And she pulls them out. And I was like, what are those for? And she's like, I want you to come on the cupcakes.
No.
And then she wanted to eat them.
That's a fucking lie.
I swear to God.
That's disgusting.
That's her. That was her.
Are you fucking with me?
No, that's her
this
real thing.
This is a real
that's
thing.
That's a real thing, yeah.
Jesus Christ, Joe.
Cupcakes. And I couldn't do it. And I'm like, yo, this bitch, is this the devil?
What ethnicity was this lady?
She was Spanish.
She was Spanish? Yep. She was she a big girl?
She
like,
no.
That would make
she
sense.
She was skinny.
Like, oh, I like cupcakes.
She wanted
to like cum.
No, she wanted... Yeah, she called him cumcakes. And I was like, yo, I
cumcakes?
Yeah.
Come on and get these cakes, girl.
I couldn't do that. I would have had, because I could see myself like years later, like at a birthday party, and like there's a bunch of cupcakes. And I would have like PTSD from cupcakes.
Fucking idiot.
I'd be like, no, get him away. Man. This girl almost made me come on these cupcakes.
How would you get PTSD?
Well,
maybe you have to like every time you see cupcakes, you're like, oh, gotta come on them. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, if I did do it.
Hey, Joe, you want to come with us go food shopping? I can't. I'm not allowed back at the grocery store.
I can't.
They don't let me in there anymore.
Anytime I pass the cupcake aisle, I'm like, yo, is that icing?
No. Yeah. I bought a. I have cupcakes at home. They just sit in the clear case, and I nut on them, and then I clean them.
It was weird, bro. I felt really because I looked at the cupcakes, and the cupcakes they were just nice looking. Like they had like a personality. And I was like,
were they red velvet?
No, they were like vanilla. They're vanilla and like black. I was like, I can't.
Vanilla and black?
Well, they're like multicolored.
It's cupcakes. Called chocolate when it comes to food, Joe.
They were black cupcakes.
They were chocolate cupcake. God, you're
stop. Let's edit that out. Welcome back.
Okay.
So
yeah,
we had to
Joe's
edit that
racist
out.
Against food. Okay,
nah, just, you know what I meant.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Anyways,
okay,
so yeah, that's dude. It was disgusting, bro.
It is disgusting, it
really, really
dude.
Gross.
You disgust me, but it's
cupcakes.
Fine.
Cupcakes.
I'm a sad individual sometimes.
Yeah, you are.
Like I think over the course of my college career, there was two games where each of them I put 30 solid days of gameplay into.
You played for 30 days.
No, like basically what you do is you play a video game and it keeps track of how long you actually have been playing
Holy
the game.
Shit, you played 30 days?
30 plus days on two different games.
What's
Yeah, that's how much I was getting laid. It was awful.
That's 720 hours.
Yeah, dude. It's a lot, man.
Bro, that's
2 months of my life in hours wise. Like two full months, night and day, hours wise.
360 divided by 30.
Dude, I used to put so many. I used to get. Video games is the only thing I still get mad at to this day.
You physically get mad. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I can't handle it. 30
divided by 360.
It's about 0.08333.
You played for 0.08333 days. Nah, that math's not right.
No, you're an idiot and you failed the FCAT. That's
you know
why.
I mean.
All right,
so
I'm going to do this math real quick.
Shit. What? Okay, so 12 months in a year. One
no, you
month,
nailed it, dude. You're good with fractions.
12 divided by, you played 10% of the year. No, you played 1 month out of the year.
You got this, Joe. Keep going.
No.
There's two. Do two divided by 12. That's the percentage of the... We're not going to do this, Joe. I played for way too fucking much, and it's the only thing I get mad at. Like, I could literally be in the... I would literally... be bouncing at a bar and have people trying to physically fight me, like carrying these motherfuckers out, and they're swinging at me.
And you wouldn't be mad?
And I'm laughing in their face. Go home. Someone ends my kill streak. I'm ready to fly across the country and just beat the fuck out of a middle schooler. Like, you motherfuckers. You think you're better than Mary? Just
Jake's.
Man, dude. And I know I could do it, too, because I'm a big guy. I could beat the fuck out of those little kids. Dude, I could beat the fuck out of a whole entire team of people that are better than me at Call of Duty. Fuck them and their faces. God.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, dude. I get angry. But
because we play now and you get mad. You're like, oh, what the fuck? Bullshit.
Yeah, it's involuntary. It's like anything. I literally have no control. It's the most embarrassing thing about myself. Like, I would, like...
Have you talked to a therapist?
I've considered it. I really have considered it.
Why do you get so mad over a simulation game that because some I'm the best, Chinese guy made?
Because I'm the best there ever was to do it.
Call
and
of Duty?
I shouldn't die ever when I play it.
Man, I don't know.
I think that's, like, the engraved mindset in the back of my mind. So the second I die, it's like... like, I'm like...
Tourette's.
Like, angry. It's real, for real, dude. And sometimes I'll get like, I got in like an argument with my buddy, one of my little brother. He's like he's like a close family friend. His name's Sean. We're playing Nazi Zombies. Uh-huh. And it's a game where it's like, if you're good at it, a match of a round, or what's it called, a game of Nazi Zombies can last like 2-3 hours, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're when good you're good. And this dude gets a gun in the game called the Thunder Gun, which only one person can have. And he gets it. And I was like, fuck you, I'm not playing anymore. And it's completely random. And he has he can't just buy it. Uh-huh. It's completely random who gets it. And he gets it, and I was like, fuck you,
piece
we're
of
not
shit.
Fucking friends.
Jesus.
So that, mad. Oh, man. Yep. So.
You know what?
God, oh,
you
no.
You need to control it, is what you need to do.
I need what?
Control your anger when it comes to video games.
I just stopped playing them. How about that?
You just don't take it so seriously.
I can't.
You know what would really get me mad was
what?
This is true too.
Women's rights?
Yeah, I hate it.
I'm kidding.
Sorry, all the ladies.
We should edit that out. Just kidding. It's a joke.
Yeah, just joking around. Like, you know how like you liked a friend, like you had like a best friend, but he didn't like you back. Like, when I was in middle school, like me and you right now, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, wait, you think I'm your best friend?
Are we best friends?
No, go ahead. Keep telling the story. I'm very interested. Go.
I got taken off my friend's top 8.
Yo.
And that shit, it bothered me.
You should beat the fuck out of him.
This was like 13 years ago.
Yeah, that shit, 13 years, bad luck, bro. Fuck him up.
I was like, fuck, bro. That's like the equivalency of like getting unfollowed on Facebook or on like Instagram.
Sucks. Yeah, we're in the modern age. If you don't follow someone on Instagram
back,
it's because you don't like them or you're a cunt.
You know who I really fucking hate? I hate when this dude really pisses me off. Sorry, we had to edit that out. Welcome back, episode 23. We can't be saying that his name on here. Fuck him though.
Dude's a cunt.
Total cunt. But yeah, man, it's just like when somebody unfollows me, I'm like, really? Because it's like you don't want to be part of my life,
bro. Have you ever called someone out on that?
No,
I have. I called a girl out right to her face.
I said, you don't want to be part of my life.
A girl,
fucking amazing.
A girl, whenever way asked me for my Instagram.
Uh-huh.
She followed me. I follow her back.
Yeah.
And then randomly unfollows me.
Oh,
and then
fucking
like,
bitch,
for real. And then like,
fucking cunt.
2-3 weeks later,
yeah,
I'm downtown and I bump into her and she runs runs over. It's like, oh my god, how are you? I was like, why'd you unfollow me on Instagram?
Oh, boom, in your fucking face.
She's like, why you gotta make She goes, why you gotta make this so awkward? I was like, why'd you have to fucking unfollow me?
Yeah, that's her fault.
That's some petty shit.
You should throw paper towels at her next time you see her.
I just hit her.
Oh, even better.
No, I'm kidding. You can't. You can't.
No,
you
no.
can't hit
Listen
women.
To me. It's our podcast.
You
we
can't
can, we
hit
can say what
women.
We want.
You can say what you want, but you can't hit women because you know you're going to win.
I hit
That's
them in
why.
My mind.
You gotta have a fair fight. You got to throw them like a knife. Then you can hit them.
Oh, you think weird thoughts when you're in front of people?
That's so fucked up. What?
You're just like, I just want to like, someone just talking and you're just like, I just want to punch this guy right in his face right now.
Yeah, dude. Josh Silvers.
Josh
every
Silvers.
Every time.
Josh Silvers.
Shout out to Josh Silvers for being Jewish and extremely annoying.
Yeah, he's not going to listen to this.
Yeah, he is. I'm going to tell him.
There's
too.
No comedians that listen to our podcast except Christoph.
Yeah, Chris. If You fucking, why'd you post a picture of him today?
I was going through my phone. I saw it. I was like, yeah, I'm going
to
post that.
I don't think he listens to all of them, dude.
He listens to every single podcast.
That's a lie.
Nope. That's what he told me.
For real?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, shit.
He's like, when you banner and just make fun of him because he's F-A-T, then it's just
thanks funny. For spelling fat. You know, spelling something would be something I do that you don't understand because you don't know how to read or write, Joe. You used it against me. You should have threw like a chicken wing across the room and then said it into the mic and I wouldn't have heard it. That would have been a good fat joke. But no, you're dumb.
That's mean.
Yeah, it is mean.
Yeah. So
I think we should...
Wrap
it up here soon.
But, wrap what up, bro? We got more to talk about.
Yeah, I know. Anyways.
All kinds of shit to talk about.
So next episode is going to be fun because we're gonna be... you will have alien masks by then.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. We got some juicy... good content coming out, baby.
Yeah,
oh yeah, we got masks, we got plugs,
we literally got
all kinds of bugs.
Dildos.
We got plugs. Are they for the wall or the butt?
Yeah, dude.
Who knows? It's gonna be some good content, baby.
Dude, last night I stuck a dildo up my ass.
What?
Yeah.